Chocolat by Joanne Harris. In memory of my great-grandmother, Marie-Andrée Sorin, 1892 to 1968. Acknowledgements. Heartfelt thanks to everyone who helped to make this book possible. To my family for support, childminding, and somewhat baffled encouragement. To Kevin for handling all the tedious paperwork. To Anushka for the loan of pantoufles. Thanks also to my indomitable agent, Serafina Clark, and editor, Francesca Liversidge. To Jennifer Lutlin and Laura Fountain, plus everyone at Doubleday who helped to make me so welcome. Finally, special thanks to fellow author Christopher Fowler for turning on the lights. Chapter 1. February the 11th, Shrove Tuesday. We came on the wind of the carnival. A warm wind for February, laden with the hot, greasy scents of frying pancakes and sausages and powdery sweet waffles cooked on the hot plate right there by the roadside, with the confetti sleeting down collars and cuffs and rolling in the gutters like an idiot antidote to winter. There is a febrile excitement in the crowds which line the narrow main street, necks craning to catch sight of the crepe-covered char and its trailing ribbons and paper rosettes. Anouk watches, eyes wide, a yellow balloon in one hand and a toy trumpet in the other, from between a shopping basket and a sad brown dog. We have seen carnivals before, she and I. A procession of 250 of the decorated chars in Paris last Mardi Gras, 180 in New York, 2 dozen marching bands in Vienna, clowns on stilts, the grosse tête with their lolling papier-mâché heads, drum majorettes with batons spinning.